The report, titled "The Doctor Is In: New York's Increasing Number of Doctors," purports to debunk the myth that New York is seeing a loss in the number of its doctors. Blair Horner is legislative director for NYPIRG.
There have been allegations in New York that doctors are leaving the state and going to other states, to some extent because of higher than the national average malpractice premiums, and that piqued our interest. We were wondering if it was true. So we looked at national data, looked at the period 2004 to 2012, and we found that New York State now ranks second in the country in the per capita number of doctors. There are more doctors practicing in New York State than there ever have been, and that the rate of increase of doctors practicing in New York far exceeds the increase in the state's population.
The report, based on federal, state, and private sector data, found about a 10% rise in the number of active doctors statewide from 2004 to 2012. Not everyone agrees. Mo Oster, Vice President of Legislative and Regulatory Affairs for the Medical Society of the State of New York, says the NYPIRG report is flawed because New York numbers tend to get a little skewed.
Maybe over 20% of the physicians who had New York licenses are not in active practice here. So I think it's very, very important that it's understood that you can't just simply look at a whole number of physicians and say, oh, well, there's no physician shortage. We are experiencing some significant challenges here in many areas of the state. Yes, there's some areas that are probably overrepresented, and yes, there probably is some element of a maldistribution problem, but we are experiencing significant physician shortages in many areas. Physicians are aging, physicians are finding it difficult to remain in practice, and to simply just say, hey, there's no doctor shortage problem here in the state of New York does a significant disservice to these communities.
Oster says reasons physicians flee New York include difficulties getting paid by insurance companies and low Medicaid pay rates. Suzanne Mattai is executive director for New Yorkers for Patient and Family Empowerment. She concedes the state does have a problem shared with the rest of the country. Its rural areas have more difficulty attracting doctors.
Getting them to come and live there and practice. What we'd like to see is more emphasis on targeted programs to attract the doctors into those lower income areas.
NYPIRG has found malpractice insurance premium rates are not linked to doctor shortages. NYPIRG's Horner says doctor's lifestyle factors in on a decision where to practice, as rural areas tend to offer less in the way of social and cultural activities. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.